Program now. Does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another week, a new week, and we're starting off with a strong show. You asked to have Dr. Mark Shouse on the show. He is the author of Achieving Victory Over a Toxic World, and we have him today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Shouse.
Thank you very much, Carl.
I apologize. Am I pronouncing your last name properly?
Yes, you are.
Okay, Shouse.
Very good.
All right, every now and then I get something right. Anyway, the reason that this show is really important, because this show is kind of the culmination of many, many shows that we've done in the past. We've done shows on amalgam fillings. We've done shows on preservatives, on artificial sweeteners, on a myriad of different things that are unnatural for the human condition to be exposed to. And you have written a book, really, that not only brings all this together, but also gives people ways to cope and thrive in the face of this. Why did you write this book? Were you having personal issues?
Well, it was my youngest daughter, Tasha, and she developed a form of epilepsy that at the age of 3.5, she had her first seizure that lasted about 3.5 minutes, and she had about 7 of these larger ones that kept getting bigger and bigger. And then the doctors told us, well, do expect that your daughter, by probably around the age of 12, if she survives, will probably have to be institutionalized, because this form of epilepsy is very, you know, dangerous and very progressive. It just keeps on getting worse, and not a lot we can do. Well, she also had some skin markings on her, and they're cafe au lait markings, and they're similar to a disease called neurofibromatosis. Actually, the nerve fibers are there, and they get damaged, and it can link up into the brain. Well, she didn't have that, but I started researching this and found out that in laboratory animals, these same markings occur during pesticide exposure to the mother. And I went, okay, something's up here. And I've always been somewhat of an environmentalist. I started one of the first recycling places in New York City back in the 60s when I was a kid. I've always had that interest in it. But here I had to try to save my daughter.
Right.
And she was, you know, just getting worse. All they would do is, well, let's try this drug. If that doesn't work, we'll try this. We'll try this combination. I said, well, boy, that sounds like when I was a bartender. You just, you know, in going through college, it's just, you're just mixing things, see if it works or not.
Right.
Or science.
Right.
So I started really delving into it, and I was already involved. I had developed some systems on how to interpret laboratory data. I had access to amazing doctors out there, but nobody really knew what to do with hers because her case was so unusual. But as I kept on going over the years with her and running all these lab tests and finding out what was going on, it was very apparent that she had been exposed to a lot of different toxins in her development and growing up. And my wife was getting her master's degree in psychology and would have to travel down to the school in California every month, go right through the farm-growing pesticide belt and getting there. So we think somewhere along the line she was, you know, somehow exposed. We don't know why or how, but I said, I have to make this my goal. And the predictions of her not making it by the age of 12 were wrong. She's about to turn 15. She's in high school, not completely recovered from everything, but the times where she'd have up to 1,000 seizures a day don't occur anymore. The big seizures, very, very rare. You know, I've got a daughter who now can probably, when she gets 18, move on, live a life, you know,
right,
a normal person.
Right. Now, what did you do to assuage the exposure? Obviously, you can't reverse the exposure. The exposure obviously had made permanent changes to her biological landscape and her body, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And I needed to find out how to do this in a biochemically individualized manner. So I began to look at all the different types of lab tests. One particular that was recommended by Dr. Richard Lord, who's a very good friend of mine from Metametrics Clinical Laboratories, was amino acids. And we were giving her taurine already, which is known to help, you know, keep seizures down.
Yeah, because it has a, it's one of, like GABA, it's one of the calming amino acid-based neurotransmitters, correct?
Correct. It's a neuroinhibitory one, so it calms. It's also extremely helpful in protecting against cardiovascular disease. Helps produce bile acids to break down fats in the system.
Hmm.
So it's a really amazing amino acid, and I found that was working, but when I did the test on her, it was at the very bottom of the reference range. Really low for somebody who's supplementing as much as she was.
Would that be? Would there be an issue related to the liver clearing it faster, higher degree of receptors in the liver to taurine and pulling it out of the bloodstream faster?
It could be any number of things. It could be that she was just using it up faster than I could put it into her. So it was all in the dosage. And this is something that I've really been very big on when I do my lectures around the world. We talk about these nutrients, especially brain nutrients, and there are companies that will sell it, but never sell it at the dosage that's clinically relevant.
Right.
But
right.
They'll sell something like one of my favorites, glycerol phosphocholine, GPC. A great thing for helping stroke recovery, helping people reverse cognitive decline.
Right.
And the dosage that in all the clinical studies done on humans is 1,200 milligrams per dose. And yet a lot of them tell you, well, use 300 milligrams.
Right.
No, it just doesn't work that way.
Right. And, you know, and the reality of that is supplement companies, when they come out with supplements, quite often recognize that there is an economic ceiling on what they think will, quote-unquote, sell. You know, everybody's shooting for the under $29 or under $19. So what they do is they sell them in these smaller aliquots. And if someone comes across the science, those people are going to end up taking not the recommended dose, but six times the recommended dose, because the science, the literature shows that this is what you need to do in order to get an effect from it.
Absolutely.
So they let people sell bottles of stuff that if you used it accordingly, it would run out in 10 days, but they don't want to tell you that because they don't want you to, if you do the math and go, oh, it's going to cost me $85 a month to use this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
But it's how it works.
Right.
That's what I had to do and show to people that you just can't compromise on it. You know, when drug companies put out their medications, there's a design to it. How many milligrams? Because that's where the effective doses are. You know, and I worked in that industry. I helped, companies design clinical trials and working through certain types of software. And I just noticed how they do this. You have to have the right dosage. Otherwise, you're just... You're playing games. It's kind of like this study that came out recently. Journal escapes me, but the media picked this up saying that taking B-complex nutrients and omega-3 fatty acids don't help with relieving or reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease.
Right.
When I read the study, the amount of B6 they used was 3 milligrams. That's nothing. That's the RDA. That's to prevent B6 deficiency disease.
Right.
Not to do therapeutics.
Right, right.
Omega-3 fatty acids, they use 600 milligrams.
Yeah, right. And you got to use anywhere from 2 to I think it's 1.4 to 3 grams of DHA alone that they see that the changes occur. So.
Yeah, I do about 4 grams to 6 a day.
Right.
To get, because I was under a period of stress. I allowed my triglycerides to get up, and I went, okay, not a good thing. I regularly check my... lab tests, and found out I needed more, so I did drop.
Isn't it funny how we're gonna go into a commercial break here now? But I just want to go into the break saying this because even I am guilty of this from time to time. But isn't it funny how many of us take supplements willy nilly? We're not willing to do blood work, even when organizations like Life Extension Foundation make blood work so economical. In this day and age. But so many of us just shoot in the dark and we don't know. Like you said, you do blood work regularly. Checking blood is like checking the oil in your car. Would you drive your car for 6 years and just not pay attention to the oil level at all and not change the oil? Of course not. But yet
exactly.
We do. And the only time we go is when the doctor orders it. Then it means something. We're talking today with Mark Shouse. He is the author of, Achieving Victory Over a Toxic World. We're going to be talking more about what toxicities you are most likely coming in contact with on a regular basis that could be causing problems. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Mark Shouse, the author of Achieving Victory in a Toxic World. You can go to his website, toxicworldbook.com. He has a blog there, and you can learn more about the book as well that we'll be talking about today. There's no doubt about it that we live in a soup of toxicity today. We're exposed in the air we breathe. We're exposed in the food we eat. We're exposed through the water we drink. I mean, who knows really what's in bottled water nowadays? I know that we all think that we're drinking good water when we drink bottled water, but we're not sure. And we're also a new element of exposure that you can't see, you can't taste, and you can't smell, and it's RF, radio frequencies, and it surrounds us every single day. You are sitting there. If you had a spectrum analyzer sitting next to you, and you were able to see every pip of every frequency that is bathing your body right now, you would be shocked. Mark, I've said on this show numerous times that I believe the plight of the bumblebee, we're losing bees daily. I believe that they're dying off because of the RF soup that they have to emerge and fly around in.
Well, that is certainly one of the reasons why I think that we're having this issue. We're canaries in a mine now. All the animals, the amphibians that are showing up, both sexes, both male, you know, they're
right, because of the androgen and estrogen, xeno and phytoandrogen and estrogens that are being pumped into water where they're forced to evolve.
Yeah, and we're looking at mass extinctions of animals that haven't occurred since, you know, the dinosaurs died out, due to, you know, the volcanoes and the asteroid. I mean, this is what we're actually doing. We're seeing male infertility levels that are higher than in any time in recorded history. Men are more infertile than women for the first time. We're starting to see, and there were some estimates, that we will not have a healthy baby born after the year 2012.
Really?
Because of the amount of toxins. I mean, like styrene, which is one of the more innocuous chemicals.
Styrene, like the cup of coffee that I got?
Yep,
the
styrofoam.
Right.
Every single man, woman, and child tested in the United States over the past 40 years has been found to have it in their bloodstream. It did not exist before. Xylene, benzene, phthalates, a plasticizer, which we know can damage DNA and male sperm.
Phthalates, you said, right?
Right.
Phthalates. I did a show 3 years ago with a fellow from the Rockefeller Foundation. It's considered an anti-androgen. It actually attaches itself, has greater affinity to the androgen receptor, blocks androgens from getting to the receptor.
Right. We know it depresses testosterone, which is critical for babies in developing their brain and their neural nets. They need the surge of testosterone. And I've been called by universities asking why do they see almost all 18 to 30-year-olds with testosterone levels similar to 60 and 70-year-old men. And I told them, and they've been running these lab tests on phthalates going, everybody's coming up high in them.
But you know what's an even worse offender, in my opinion, and I've done shows on this, that the BPA and phthalates are endocrine disruptors, but the mass amounts of phytoestrogens that people are consuming in the form of textured vegetable proteins that start out as soy because of the isoflavones in soy. You know, the Asian population eats soy, but they eat fermented soys that do not have the isoflavone content that we have here in the United States.
Yeah, and I've been called by labs and telling me that they're starting to see estrogen levels in men that are approaching women.
Oh, you know,
they're
all
soy eaters. High.
Mark, you know who's even more worrisome? A neonate who's taking in the equivalent amount of 20,000 times its normal estrogen levels in the form of soy formula on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the landscape of the brain.
Yeah, I mean, we're just seeing things because, you know, my concern was, I've done a lot of work in autism. I've been doing it since the mid-80s. Phthalates came into being in the U.S. market, in the world market, in the 70s. It affects males more than it does females, and it's very suspicious to me that it changes the way neural nets are built. So not just the mercury, you know, and I know Dr. Cutler very well, who's been on your show, and the vaccine issue, but there's this phthalate thing, because phthalates came into being because of testing by the U.S. military in Vietnam as a chemical warfare tool. And they just viewed it as being too dangerous, and you can actually buy this very chemical in your supermarket right now. And it's called new car smell.
No kidding. That's what phthalates is? New car smell?
Yeah. What phthalates do very good is they hold on to an aroma. And when heated, they release. So those plug-ins, you know, the air fresheners. And I've had one couple that had the highest levels of phthalates I've ever seen. Normally the reference range is 0 to 1. The male had a level of 171, and the female was in the 160s. And they both had recurring cancers. But they had one of these little plug-ins in every two of them in every room of their house.
Oh, my God. I got one in the studio. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, and it's all these different types.
Are there different types of plug-ins? This one has the liquid in it. Does that
just if it heats, it releases.
Yeah, okay.
And it's just – and all these things like shampoos, conditioners, perfumes, aftershaves, they all contain it to smell good, which is – do we really need that? I don't think so.
Okay. What do you think the worst offenders are that we're being exposed to right now in the form of toxins?
Well, I think it's the one that really concerns me the most are the petrochemicals. There's been a lot of talk on heavy metals, which I'm very concerned about as well. But most of these chemicals in the petrochemical field that we're talking about have only been in existence for maybe 30, 40 years at max.
Like what kind of chemicals are you talking about?
Well, phthalates would be one. Bisphenol A is another. Toluene, which is now the anti-knock agent that's replaced lead in our gasoline.
So that means that there's particulate matter in the air that we're breathing.
Right. You know, I see people who live right by highways, And they go, Mark, what kind of detox protocol can you develop for me? And I went, well, the one I would suggest is moving.
And isn't that funny? Two good studies came out just a year ago that show that people who live closest to highways have the highest rate of heart attack and heart disorders.
And one of the things that these chemicals do that I've discovered, big discovery, is how they affect the inflammatory cascade in the human body. I use a test called LEAP MRT for my daughter. It was the test that made the biggest breakthrough for it. And what it does is it measures the inflammatory response to foods. She had a lot of them. She had just scads of this. And I've also had a lot of other people who are very toxic. They tend to be very reactive. As we detoxify them, do things like sauna, use the amino acid glycine, which binds up with these petrochemicals, do the rational detox of mercury, all of a sudden all these reactivities go away to the point where she used to be reactive to about 25 or 30 foods. Now she's down to two. And two of, and one is actually a food dye, which we try to stay away from at all costs. The other one is the fish sole, which she never eats.
What food dye is it?
Well, the diet was, this test, LEAP, is a blood test that actually looks at how you react to different foods, not as an allergic reaction, but as an inflammatory one.
Right.
Which is the basis of most disease.
Right.
So what you do is you just stay away from all those foods that you're reactive to and eat the foods that you're not. The inflammation levels that we see go down dramatically. It's phenomenal for disorders like migraines, which is similar to a seizure, just a different manifestation, and also irritable bowel syndrome.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we just have amazing results with this, where people have, you know, go from 5 migraines a week to none.
When did autoimmune disorders come on the scene in the chronological list of history here? When did we start seeing them?
I really only started seeing this in my lifetime.
Okay.
And I'm in my 50s, and I did not see that. Asthma. I'm an asthmatic, don't have asthma, but I had it as a child. I had one other child in my school. In Incline Village, Nevada, up in Lake Tahoe.
I know where that is. Yeah.
15 places on earth. The principal told me there was over 40% of the kids had asthma. That's astonishing. This is inner cities we see it. There's studies in Iran, Italy, Europe, more kids with asthma than ever before. Autoimmune disorders that children never got, like lupus. I've had cases with 12-year-olds with lupus.
What about rheumatoid arthritis, which is such a boom for the big pharma right now? RA, they call it an autoimmune disorder, but I am convinced that there is linkage to nutritional intake, because when people change their diet, it literally goes away.
Yeah, and you see, that's another one, you know, to take this test for. Just, I think that many of the diseases we're seeing now are environmental in nature. The President's Council on Cancer, a bipartisan group, half were appointed by Bush, half by Obama, came out with a report last year that said the increase of cancer is due to the environment. Clear cut, no argument. A lot of groups are going, no, that can't be it. You know, there's other factors in lifestyle. And they went, no, that's not it. We can directly relate it. No question about it. You know, but what's interesting is when you go to countries that eat a lot of anti-inflammatory herbs, like India, they have dramatically lower rates of breast cancer, of Alzheimer's, which I think is also somewhat autoimmune. All these different diseases. So doing these anti-inflammatory supplements really helps prevent, you know, what we're dealing with in this world, because India is extremely toxic, yet they don't have certain cancer rates that we do.
Yeah.
So getting away from inflammation, that could be the saving grace for us.
But is it realistic even to try to, I mean, we look at all, you know, the other things that are really bothering me are things like the halogens that we're exposed to that compromised the thyroid, and the phyto and xenoestrogens that yet again have other effects on the thyroid. And I really feel like the thyroid is being blasted at this point in time. Do you have any scientific evidence that the thyroid is being assaulted the most out of all these issues?
Yeah, well, if you go, what I always was taught by my mentor was always go down to the base of science, go down to its simplest forms. It's a very well-known fact in toxicology that when a mammal is given a toxin, their metabolism goes down.
Mm.
There go the thyroid. The reason for this, and it's just a natural preservative response, is that when the toxin goes in, you don't want to be having a high metabolism. You want it to slow down so the toxin doesn't cause as much damage. And the thyroid, we know there's super lots of evidence, and there's a great journal that anybody can get free, all the articles. It's the Environmental Health Perspectives Journal. It's at ehponline.org. It's funded by the government. There's no advertising in it, so there's no influences. And you can see the study after study after study, the effect of all the full range of toxins on the thyroid.
Yeah.
There's so much evidence, it should not even be argued about.
You know, I am convinced that disorders like obstructive sleep apnea and snoring, which is becoming rampant, especially in men in the United States, is directly related to thyroid dysfunction. And my reasoning is this. The thyroid is a ductless gland, so it emanates its hormone through the bloodstream. The tissue closest to the thyroid, just like the kid who sits right up against the speaker at the concert, has to adjust to the higher levels of thyroid hormone and becomes accustomed to these higher levels. When the thyroid bottoms out, the tissue closest to it feels the greatest sense of starvation. Ergo, the throat collapses at night when you're asleep. The muscles don't have the same tone that they're supposed to have, and the windpipe is blocked off. And they even did a study about a year and a half ago, and they directed sleep centers that when you identify somebody who has obstructive sleep apnea, that they should run a complete thyroid panel on them. But instead, what doctors are doing is they're just looking at TSH, and they're going, oh, you know, your TSH is within range. And, you know, my attitude about TSH is trying to gauge the effects of thyroid hormone in tissue. When looking at TSH is like trying to gauge how fast you're going by looking at the distance between your gas pedal and the floorboard. It's like you can't tell. Are you encountering a hill? Are you going downhill? Are you dragging a car? And so this whole idiocy of looking at thyroid-stimulating hormone exclusively by doctors is negligent on their part, in my opinion.
Yeah, and their reference range is bad. The thing with reference ranges, and this is something that, you know, my expertise, they take the general population and see who are the 5% outliers, 2.5% at the bottom, 2.5% at the top. What happens if 35% of the people that you're testing are hypothyroid to begin with?
Right.
And that's part of the Colorado Prevalence Thyroid Study on 40,000 people suggests. The reference range they use is 0.5 to 5.5. The one I use is 1.1 to 2.5.
Wow, very narrow range. Very narrow.
Much different. And when you look at it in that respect, you see a lot of hypothyroid people, over 40%. And on top of it, with the sleep apnea issue, I really tend to agree with you on this. These chemicals, like phthalates, actually affect obesity, and we know that obese people have more thyroid problems and sleep apnea. Well, we know these chemicals, and this is part of what I discovered myself about the year 2000 and 2001, when the cause of obesity in the world is not necessarily eating at McDonald's and having bad food. The toxins slow down the metabolism, slow down the amount of energy you produce. And if you do that, you can eat a 2,000-calorie-a-day diet, exercise regularly, and become obese.
Right, right.
By just a minimal amount of mitochondrial
dysfunction.
Effect.
Right. And you know what? And we have to go into a commercial break, but add to that the retention of water as a result of edema. And you talk about inflammation being at the root of every disease. Well, if we're inflamed, guess what? We're holding gallons of water in our body.
Absolutely.
So, and there's a lot of people out there who, once they address inflammation, they drop 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Dr. Mark Schaus about what you can do to aid yourself in this toxic environment. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. If you want to learn more about the book, go to toxicworldbook.com. We'll be right back. Just want to go that extra mile for you. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk.
Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, Dr. Mark Shouse. We're talking about how to survive, how to claim victory against the constant assault. And it really is constant, isn't it, Dr. Shouse? I mean, every second of the day, your body is being assaulted by unnatural agents, whether they be in the food, in the water, in the air.
Absolutely. You know, when you look at, there's a fabulous website called scorecard.org where you can type in your zip code and find out all the different chemical industries that are around you. You'd be surprised at how close we are to some, you know, producers of all these different toxins. And, you know, going back to what I said about obesity, if you take the map of toxicity levels in the United States and place it on top of the obesity map, it would be almost a perfect fit. So wherever there's a lot of toxins, you go to places like Houston, Texas, West Virginia and the mines, you find there's a lot of correlation to where the toxicity loads are and the obesity is. And so we're just getting it from every single place we can find it, from our homes, our workplaces, just our environment when we walk outside. It's kind of like when I used to be a marathoner, and I'd always watch these people running right by a highway or by a busy street. And I'd think, why do you want to inhale the fumes of cars?
Yeah,
and especially when you're running it even harder, and you're breathing harder, and you're getting more of it into you.
But sometimes it's unavoidable. I used to walk to the gym. You know, and so, there was no way for me to walk to the gym without walking on a main thoroughfare. But the whole time I was doing that, I was obsessing about, like, I would hold my hand over my nose if I smelled a diesel car go by. And, you know, you start breathing that, those fumes. And I obsessed about it the whole time while I was doing it.
Yeah, and, you know, it does get to more stress. And stress is a toxin as well. So what I'm working on is my next book, which is Surviving in a Toxic World Instead of Achieving Victory, which I don't know we can do anymore.
Really? Wait. Before you go on to the book, why don't you think we can achieve it anymore? It's just because the assaults are just everywhere?
Yeah, and it's also so economic. I'm involved in a study, and I can't say where it's at, but it's one of the most toxic Superfund sites in California. They have an incredible risk of cancer. We got nasty letters from people saying we don't want to lose our jobs, even though the guy's wife has died of cancer, his family's gotten cancer, all these people are suffering, but we just don't want to lose our job. And I'm like, wow, but you're willing to risk your life to shorten it by 20 years.
It's amazing. It's amazing how humans are selective on what they're willing to lose their life over. I mean, you know, look at how many people still smoke cigarettes.
Exactly. You know, and do all the wrong things, and they know it. And then the studies say that most people think they really eat well. Over 80% of Americans think they eat well.
I know.
And we know 68% don't get the RDA for magnesium. So they're certainly not eating right.
Yeah, no, I know. And it's almost impossible to get the RDA for magnesium because it's not in our produce anymore. I mean, I personally take Epsom salt baths a couple times a week, and I soak to try to absorb as much magnesium as I can.
Yeah, and there's certain bacteria that live in the gut. They're bad bacteria that actually bind up to oral magnesium and actually chelate it. So if you have this, and it's called tricarbolylate, which you can find in organic acid testing, if you have elevated levels of it, the only way you can get magnesium in is through the skin.
Yeah, how do you like that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to do now is to try to teach people how to survive this world, how to do the detox on a regular basis, because you take for granted that you're getting exposed. Now you just have to become a really good excreter. And my first tip is just taking around 1 to 3 grams of glycine every day.
Really?
It's very easy to take. It's one of the least expensive supplements you're ever going to find. It tastes good, sweet. I usually mix it in a smoothie or just a drink. You know, it comes in you can get in 100-gram lots. And,
right.
You know, I know one doctor who buys it in 100-pound lots and just gives it to his patients because he says, you just got to go take them. And some of the bodybuilders I've worked with, they'll take 30 to 50 grams a day.
So what is glycine? We do have a large bodybuilding audience here, and I'm very familiar with glycine. So what is the benefit of glycine to the detoxification process?
Glycine is part of the oldest known detox pathway in the human body. It was discovered in the 1880s, and what it does is it binds with benzoate. So it's a big affinity. Many of these petrochemicals, when they're converted through phase one detox, convert into a benzoate. And that's very, very toxic. It's actually more toxic than the original chemical. But glycine has an amazing affinity for them, binds up to it, and creates something called a hippurate molecule that just flushes out of the kidneys and in your urine.
Wow.
And glycine is also very amazing. And in my book, I'm going to just write a chapter just on it alone. It helps with building neurotransmitters in the brain, like serine and phosphatidylserine, which help for memory.
Right.
Cognitive decline. It helps build DNA, RNA. It's part of the glutathione tripeptide. It helps build collagen, which is so super important for bone health.
Right.
It just has so many uses to it. And my data, I've seen over 4,000 amino acid tests, and over time I'm seeing lower and lower levels of glycine.
Why do you think that is? Because we're not getting it in our diet, or why do you think?
A few things. In the diet, humans used to make something called bone soup.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Bone soup is the collagen inside the bone marrow. Would
right.
break down into glycine.
Right.
Also, it's found in the chicken skin. It's a very high source of glycine. Most people say, "Whoa, we got to eat
lean."
You know, lean, and well, sorry, but that's not really that good for you if you're trying to, you know, burn fat. You need fat in your diet.
Right.
But you know, we don't want to go overboard, and we don't want trans fats. And also, because if we're so exposed to these petrochemicals more now than ever before, our body needs more of the glycine to come in, and we just can't keep up with it unless you supplement it.
Wow.
So it's one of those things that I go, you just have to do on a regular basis.
So 1 to 3 grams a day, and you should be fine.
Right. That is, just doing it on a regular basis is also very important. And as you said about water, you have to get fluids. I'm not a big fan of straight water. I believe that you have to have something with it, minerals like electrolytes with it. And so, you know, I've developed a line of electrolytes myself. You know, we need these electrolytes because our bodies use them up as we work out, especially. And also just helping pumping new toxins and nutrients in and out of the cells needs the electrolytes to do that. So just drinking straight water doesn't do that. It won't get into the cell.
Interesting. So you feel anytime you drink water, you should add, because they have, there's a really good, electrolyte mix. I have a bottle of it. You're supposed to put like 2 capfuls or 3 capfuls per gallon of water, I think. And it almost makes the water a little salty, if you will.
Yeah. You know? And those kind of things, you know, are really helpful, you know, and just getting the cells more nourished. You know, that's a big one. Like with the thyroid issue, one of the big problems we have is so much bromine out there. And when I bought a new hot tub a number of years ago, the guy there, I said, should I use bromine or chlorine to keep it clean? The guy goes, don't use bromine. He said, that will just destroy the pipes. If we wanted you back every 3 years, we'd make you use bromine. And I'm like, well, why would we put it in our food if it does that to the pipes in a hot tub? And what we need to do is nourish it with iodine. And what's bizarre is in the 1970s, only 7% of Americans had goiter, which is an iodine, distinct iodine deficiency.
Right.
Now it's up into the 20% range.
Really?
It's astonishing. And we stopped using salt, so we didn't have iodized salt anymore.
What about the people? There's a large faction of people out there who believe if you take iodine, tincture of iodine that you would use for a cut, and make a 1-inch by 1-inch patch somewhere on your skin where your body will not rub it, your clothing won't rub it off, that the iodine leaches and is absorbed into the skin at a rate that the body needs it. And the faster it disappears, the greater the iodine deficiency in your body. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, absolutely.
You think that works?
Absolutely. You know, the skin is not only the largest excretory organ in the body, it's the greatest absorbing organ in the
body.
Right. So not only does it absorb bad stuff, but it absorbs good things as well. We've seen it in studies when I was working in electrolytes about 20 years ago. We'd actually put solutions on the people's hands. We'd put water on one and the electrolyte solution on the other, and we'd notice one would just get absorbed really fast right down into the skin, and the other would just sit there. So using iodine, great way of doing it. Magnesium on the skin, you know, like your Epsom salt baths or anything that can get that, you know, mineral in.
We actually have a sponsor, MikeMahler.com, where he sells a transdermal magnesium oil for that reason. He feels that it works a lot better than oral magnesium.
Yeah, for a lot of people it would. And that is one thing. If we were to do this, you know, talking to one of my friends who's a doctor in Tampa, Florida, and he said he would go to the cardiovascular departments of hospitals and go, do you use IV magnesium? And they're like, well, no, we don't use that kind of stuff. What for? Well, if we were to give magnesium to every person, 400 milligrams a day, maybe 250, we could prevent, 100,000 heart attacks a year.
Really?
Easily. You know, it's just little things like that. You know, Robert Crahan, the late Robert Crahan, was a very dear friend of mine.
Okay, hold. You got to hold. I'm getting signaled. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Stay with that, with Robert, your good friend. When we come back with Dr. Mark Schaus, we'll pick up the show where we're leaving off. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We went a little long. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge.
today. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Mark Shouse. His book, Achieving Victory Over a Toxic World, you can go to toxicworldbook.com to learn more and get a copy for yourself. You were saying, as we were forced into the break there, about your friend Robert...
Crayon.
Okay, so go ahead, please.
Robert was a noted clinical nutritionist. He had written a number of books, one with Robert Atkins, Nutrition Made Simple, The Carnitine Miracle. And the thing, he passed away last year of colon cancer at the age of 49, quite young. And he was telling me how important it was for us to get these nutrients into us and to eat right and in order to avoid all this toxicity. And yet here he is with that disease, which I believe is also at, you know, root cause of you know, the toxicity issues. We're seeing such an explosion. I mean, a 49-year-old to die of colon cancer is extremely rare, but it's starting to increase. And the thing that we have to do is we have to start doing these regular tests on ourselves to see stuff that happens before it gets there.
Right.
Now, the lesson he taught me was, you know, we can say we feel good, but who are we comparing ourselves to?
Right. Yeah, because it's subjective. It's subjective. We don't know how we really... I mean, just because you feel good doesn't mean that there's a storm... that there's not a storm brewing.
Exactly, and the only way to do it is something that's objective, like a blood test. There are certain urine tests that you can run, that you can see your levels, and then you can adjust. And that's why, you know, your comment about willy-nilly use of supplements, I'm really believing you have to do it, you change over time. Every time you breathe, you change a genetic expression. Every time you eat something, you're changing your chemistry. So what we need to do is on a regular basis, every 6 months to a year, do a lab test on yourself. You know, there's lots of sources out there to do this. And then, you know, what I also do through a company called Health Director, we interpret this data to see what kind of nutrients you're missing functionally, not just, you know, do you have enough to meet the RDA or just get it. Do you have enough for your particular genetic and environmental stress that you have? And, you know, just really trying to avoid the toxins when you can. You know, as best as we can, looking at things like the Environmental Working Group, their website, EWG.org, and their database called Skin Deep, which looks at about 40,000 personal care products and what's really in them.
Right.
And avoiding the bad ones and using the good ones. Because if we vote with our wallets,
dollars, that's right. That's right.
We can change stuff. There was no million man march to get rid of trans fats. People said, I don't want to buy it anymore. And the companies are forced to take it out. Europe. They have a program called REACH, which was passed in 2006, that told companies, you want to sell products in the European Union, get the toxins out. No grandfathering. If you want a chemical in something, you have to prove it's safe. In the U.S., you have to prove it kills you.
And you know what? And the truth is you can't prove it's safe because one of the biggest problems is testing these chemicals on full-grown adults is like going up to a building and removing two bricks. It's not going to collapse. But what happens to the offspring of these adults? That's where the real magic is. We don't even know the effects of some of these things we're being exposed to until our children start having children. And then we're going to see the real results. Nick Guggs posted on our Facebook, can you ask Dr. Schaus if there is a single test or a test to check for a bunch of these chemicals like BPA, toluene, et cetera, or is it something that has to be done one test by one test by one test?
Actually, now there are tests for that. One company, Metametrics, clinical laboratories out of Georgia, I work with them. They bought a lab called AccuChem, which tests for all these different types of pollutants. I know they're working on things for some of them. They already have a number of them, like for toluene, xylene, benzene, styrene, phthalates, parabens. They have an extensive amount. When blood is the right place to do it, that's where they test it. If urine is the best place, like with phthalates, they have that test. So they have a number of them that can combine a number of different, like pesticides and organophosphate compounds. So they have a number of tests that combine a lot of different ones. And that's the one, and they're extremely accurate. I love the way they do their work there. This is a big thing for them. If you go to their website, they actually have a new other website that you can get to that's about your home. And you can click on different rooms of your home and see where the toxins are and what to do about them. It's a really nice little interactive website, which I just love. The more information we have, the more we can act that way. And what's happening with companies that deal in Europe and America, they're being forced to make a decision. Do we have two types of products, one for the American market that's toxic and one for the European market that's not, or do we combine them and just make non-toxic products? Some companies have actually said, we'll make two different types. But some big ones, like Procter & Gamble even, decided, no, we're going to go with the European form and use the less toxic chemicals and things like that. So there is a movement afoot.
I commend Procter & Gamble for doing that. Maybe that'll make up for all of the lives that were lost with the introduction of Crisco. I've talked about this so many times. Dr. Paul Dudley White wrote a position paper in the 30s, decrying the use of hydrogenated oil at that time, which was Crisco, which introduced in 1909. He said that he had never encountered, he encountered one myocardial infarction his whole time in school and residency and private practice, but the introduction of hydrogenated oil and the increase in sugar consumption by Americans, he said, was the reason for the rise in heart disease. And he was the man who founded the American Heart Association and brought the EKG machine to the United States. And no one paid attention to him because profits are more important than people's lives. And they marched on. So I'm glad to see maybe there's a new mantra there at P&G.
Yeah.
And they're doing the right thing.
They're being forced economically.
Yeah.
People are saying, I don't want to buy that. And that's the only way we can do it as an individual. And when I come up with my next book, I'm actually going to go through a 26-week period where you can change your behaviors, 26 weeks to getting yourself to have a much less toxic world, and you're going to be voting with your wallet and purse, saying, I don't want to buy that, I want to buy this. So support the companies that do the good
and
things.
And see, that ultimately that's the only way, because I was sitting here a moment ago and I was going to actually ask you the question, is there any culpability, is there any evidence that the government should be, the FDA, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, it's useless to even look at that anymore because regardless of whether you believe there's a conspiracy afoot or it's just pure corruption or it's pure ignorance, we can't turn to our politicians any longer and say, hey, you were supposed to protect us. We can't turn to the FDA and say, hey, you were supposed to protect us. Those days are gone. The bottom line is that we have to advocate for ourselves. And if you're buying products that you know are no good for you, and you're doing it because you're like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do? Well, you know what? You're just contributing to the progression of this problem, and you can't blame the FDA or anybody else. You blame yourself.
Exactly. And I think that's what we have to do. It's our own culpability. We have to do this not just for ourselves, but as you mentioned, for our children. There's a lot of research out there in a field called epigenetics, where they've done studies with laboratory animals. When you intoxicate a mother and the baby gets affected, four generations later, you're still seeing the effects with no additional exposure
right.
to that toxin. So we're not just damaging us. It's our great-great-grandchildren are being damaged right now. And what will happen when that happens? The canary in the mine states they're going to die. And they might not survive. So we're seeing this now, and it's a scary thing for me. You know, having two young children, I have an 8 and a, you know, almost 15-year-old now. You know, what are their children going to be like unless I do something for them now? So,
you know
we try to do as much as we can.
I asked a guest a question. I have to apologize. I'm a little bit under the weather today, and I can't think of who it was that I asked this question about. We were doing a show about some untoward behavior that's causing our population illness, and I said, you know, I mean, we know that this is wrong for us. Why do people keep doing it? And he or she said, you know, maybe we are programmed in our DNA to self-destruct every so often, to kind of purge the planet, almost like lemmings walking off a cliff. And, you know, it really bugged me when I went home that night and I thought about it, and I thought about it. I said, that can't be the case. We can't be that ignorant that we would just throw civilization away. And I thought, but wait a minute, look at the, you know, look at how many empires are gone today. The Mayan, I mean, look at how many empires have self-destructed. And what could be the reason? Could it just be ignorance and greed? And, or is it what I like to talk about, you know, people, we think that we're smarter than nature, that man is because important, it's important for us to feel that we're smarter than nature, because then we feel that we're in control of our destiny then. You know, it's like whatever the reason is, we are there now. We're at the pinnacle of self-destruction as a society.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's the decisions that we make as individuals that makes the difference. This is where we can change. You look at what's going on in Egypt. It started with one guy. You know, one man started to stand up, and it's now spreading out throughout the world. We're seeing it. You know, people have to make these decisions. You can't just sit back and say, hey, government or business or somebody else protect me. You know, we have to make these conscious decisions and to not allow people to destroy our environment, not to allow them, you know, to tear down those protections that we have, and to buy the right products and do the right things, and we can get somewhere. My concern is, have we gone too far?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, oh, my God, we can't turn back now. We've gone so far down this path. That we're talking about the next 4, 5, 6 generations being affected by these bad decisions that we've made. And they were bad decisions to buy into this idea that I remember, we just did a show on Friday and we were talking about, perchlorate in, no, caramel coloring in soda. And my co-host that day, Elisa Profumo, brought a study forth. And then there was somebody in some university that said, you know, this is nonsense. The study that was done, you'd have to have 1,000 cans of soda to compare to the amount that the rats were exposed to. And people need to not panic and just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm thinking, why would anyone suggest that any amount of chemical is tolerable? Why? I mean, you can take a crystal of arsenic every day and it won't kill you, but would you do it just because the FDA or somebody says, well, it's tolerable, it's okay, it's safe? No. It's like, when are we going to get the idea that we have to return back to the style of native nutrition that got us this far and abandon these chemicals and colors and everything? Food doesn't have to be colorful and taste great, for crying out loud.
And, you know, another thing that Robert used to say is if he could give, like, every single pregnant mother just one capsule of omega-3 fatty acids, because we used to get more of it out of our diet when beef was grass-fed as opposed to being, you know, grain-fed.
Right.
If we could give that, I could raise the IQs of every baby born by 10 points.
Oh, I had
doing a simple thing like that, and that was one of his dreams, and I hope someday, you know, I could do something like that.
Sally Fallon came on the show from WestonAPrice.org. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with them?
Oh, yeah, I know Sally.
We did a show on vitamin A, and obviously couldn't help talk about cod liver oil. But when mothers have adequate levels of vitamin A, they give birth to symmetrically more beautiful babies. If there's any reason for a mother to seek out vitamin A, let it be that esoteric, self-centered reason. But the other thing is that vitamin A appears to be the quarterback that tells stem cells what to do. So if your body is in disrepair and damage, you have stem cells in your body right now. But if they're sitting there idly and you're asking, why isn't my body healing myself? Chances are it's because you're not getting adequate amounts of vitamin A. I mean, it's simple things. Simple things like that.
And then you have the toxins telling the stem cells start growing like crazy.
Yes. Yeah. We well, that's a, that's another issue entirely. It appears that vitamin A helps beneficially reduce the rate of cancer. Listen, Mark, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about this really, really important. When is the new book going to be out?
We're hoping later on this year. You know, I'm plowing through it, you know, just trying to get as much information that people can actually use. And if you go to the ToxicWorldBook.com blog site, you'll see updates as I get it going.
Okay, so go to ToxicWorldBook.com. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another live show.